Welcome in to Act Two of the live stream. Mondays are like this. I mean, every day the audio was Act One, Act Two. But on Monday, the live stream is Act One, Act Two. Broken up because of the big Q100 staff meeting. Which, all hell broke loose today with that thing. My God. A lot of details. And I'm like, oh, God, come on now. In fact, radio station related on Q100. The guy who owns a radio station, there's two. Their husband and wife team, Cheryl and Jerry. Now, Cheryl is, she's the real leader. Thank God. Jerry, I bust his balls all the time. He's JC. He's on in the afternoon. During my show, I promote his Facebook posts that he makes every day and kind of like help to get people to check out his Facebook page, comment on what he writes. And it's always some like musical thing, some factoid. Today, I was like, what the hell are you doing? Because he wrote on the passing of songwriting legend Kris Kristofferson. Now, not everybody knows Kris Kristofferson's songs. I know I don't. I know that he wrote Me and Bobby McGee that Janis Joplin sang. He also was a pretty good actor. He was in several films. You might recall him in Blade. He was in the Blade series. He was the old guy that, you know, was kind of like Blade's accomplice. He also was in Convoy. Rubber Duck. He was 88 and he died. Now listen to this eulogy that JC wrote. Kristofferson was one of the great songwriters of his generation. So far, so good. Literally hundreds of artists covered his songs, but more than that, he lived an unbelievable life. He was a Rhodes Scholar. He was also a helicopter pilot in the Army. He was a movie star, and he was a member of the Highwaymen with Willie Nelson and whoever the fuck, Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, I don't know. Then JC writes, frankly, though, his singing voice was rough. Q Nation, then he like asks for their input. Which of the legendary songwriters who were marginal singers is your favorite? And like, so I talk about it on the air. I go, who, the guy's, his body's still warm. The guy just died. And JC's like, rest in peace, Kris Kristofferson. He sang like fuck. How do you do that? He's such a fucking putz. Here he is. Here's my man. It's like, JC, come on, man. Hey, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Jeremy Show. As, I don't know, maybe it's because he hasn't been with me as long as some of you. Typically, the rule of thumb is the chat doesn't, like, break news. Because more often than not, I do. But here we are on the Jeremy Show. Jeremy has announced the next person that I was going to announce is dying. Dikembe Mutombo. Or Mutombo. Legendary defensive shot-blocking stalwart, NBA Hall of Famer, is dead at 58. Thanks, Jeremy. He had brain cancer. And he fought it valiantly, and I guess he's one of those people who didn't announce that he had it, so it just comes as a shock. Mutombo averaged like 5 blocks a game. He had like 3,500 blocks in his NBA career. In one game for the Atlanta Hawks, Mutombo had 12 blocks. The guy would just stand there with his arms up. He was like 7'2", 7'3". Amy says, breaking news, Jeremy is in trouble. Yeah, on this show, if you start to, like, hear something and you're like, hey, I'm going to go ahead and tell everybody in the chat, you're pretty much knifing me. Because no one is more up to speed on everything going on in the world than me. I don't get them all, but I get most of them. And there is a rhyme and reason to what I do. So there you go. If you're like, hey, I got to tell EZ about it, don't tell it on the chat. Send me a text or an email. Jeremy, you 313-pound fuck. Yesterday was, by the way, I had a clip that we had on the Lost Zane recordings of me when I was on the air with Joe Volk reaching out to Dikembe Mutombo at his hotel room and harassing him. He was, I guess, the nicest guy in the world. His life was dedicated to, like, humanitarian reasons, especially after he got done playing basketball, because where he is from is a nation formerly known as Zaire, now known as the Democratic Republic of Congo. And a little known secret is that any nation that is known as Democratic Republic of, they make it sound like it's a, what do you call it? They're all about liberty and rights of the people. That couldn't be further from the truth. Any nation that has Democratic Republic of is a pile of shit. So Zaire or Congo is like that. He dedicated his life to helping those people back in his homeland. He spoke seven languages, Dikembe Mutombo. I just read about this because I knew this because I was going to talk about it on the show. And Jeremy tipped us off. So that's really cool of Jeremy to lead us into it. Thank you so much. He didn't speak English, though. Very little English. He eventually picked it up, but he didn't. He knew seven languages. Holy shit. Jeremy writes, I'm an idiot, and I deserve all of this. You're darn right, and you'll get it, and you'll like it. Jesus. We had a drama-filled day yesterday, and let me just take you through this. I'm driving the fraud bus home after the power went out. Was at my dad's, said goodbye to my dad, said goodbye to Joanne, took another picture of my dad. I always take a picture of him and I when we are together. Because you never know. He is 91 years, 6 months, and 12 days old as of today. 90 years, 6 months, 12 days. Driving home. Pooh Bear she's seated right next to me. All of a sudden, she kind of looks over her shoulder and she unbuckles and she goes and walks into the back. Something's caught her attention. Kenny with a great question. With all the fraud surrounding the fraud bus, how annoyed has the Queen of the Forest been while experiencing all of this stuff? Oh, well, let's put it this way. I'm protecting the dealer from her. She wants to kill these people. Yeah, it's bad. So like I said, she was in the back, and then she comes back and she has a pill bottle. And she says, look what Darla was chewing on. And the bottle is open. And there's no pills in it. Somehow, one of the dog prescriptions, when I took a turn, wound up on the floor. And somehow, the lid is off. And the medicine has been eaten. Within seconds, I'm like, oh, fuck. Now, what you do in this setting, there's only one thing you can do, and that is call the pet poison line. I've had to do this before. An experienced dog pro knows this. I looked it up. Within 10 seconds, I'm dialing. The medicine in there is called Apoquel. It's when your dog's licking its paws or has a lot of allergies, you give it that, and it makes it so they don't have a problem. But she's ingested all of it. Now, there wasn't a lot in the bottle, but there was probably 6 to 8 pills. I'm on hold. While I'm on hold driving, I said to Diana, I go, get me a 24-hour emergency vet pronto, closest to me. She says, there's a Blue Pearl 5 miles in Rochester, Michigan. So I go, all right, hit directions, and I'm going to that vet clinic. Darla now has had the medicine in her for a few minutes. While there, just as I'm pulling into the 24-hour vet place. Thank you, Kenny. Just as I'm pulling in, the lady on poison pet line, she says, hello, how can I help you? And I go, well, I don't know if I need your help because I'm pulling into the vet. They might be able to help me. And she goes, well, I can't hold. Call me back if you need me. Okay. She hangs up. I'm like, I'm not going to need her. I'm in the 24-hour vet care. Maureen with a great point. Funny that dogs won't eat pills when you want them to. Go into the 24-hour vet place. Explain what's up. They go, all right, let's get you into a room. Answering a litany of questions. And I'm thinking that the vet is going to come in and say, all right, we got to either induce vomiting, do some type of charcoal treatment to filter out the bad, get the dog to throw up, or nothing at all. The technician walks in. She goes, okay, the first thing we need you to do is call this number. I go, oh, yeah? And I look at it, and it's the same fucking number that I just called. I go, gee. All right, call it. Now, when you call these numbers, they won't give you any help until you give them a credit card. Like the first, it says, hello, welcome to the pet poison line. Do you have a credit card and are you willing to part with $85? And you say yes, and that's it. Bob says, wait, were you on hold with poison control during the 5 mile drive? Yeah. It says, were you on hold with poison control long enough to complete a 5 mile drive? Yes. Yes. It's a Sunday morning, so I don't know. Maybe they only had one person working. Didn't you have a similar experience with Daisy doing this with a bag of M&Ms? Yep. Yep. I've had numerous problems. This has happened before. I know this. So now I'm at the vet. Vet makes me call the same goddamn number. Same lady picks up. Yes, $85. Take my money. Okay, what's the weight of the dog? It was 17.2 kilograms. How many pills? I go, about 8, 16 milligrams per. That's 128 milligrams of Apoquel. She goes, hang on. She does some math. She comes back. She says, we have determined that the maximum number of Apoquel tablets that dog can eat without requiring treatment is 16 tablets. She goes, are you sure it was 6 to 8? I go, I think so. It's hard to say. I would just look into the bottom of the container and there wasn't a lot. So this is what I did. This is brilliant because I wasn't sure. I hung up and I said to the tech, I go, can you get 16 Apoquil pills and put them into this container and then so that I can see what it looks like? She goes, that's a great idea. I go, I know it. She comes back. She's got 16 pills in there. I take one look in there. I go, there's no way there was that many pills. I needed to like see it, you know? She goes, no one's ever done that. No one has ever asked me that, that scenario that you just put in front of me. So then I like, well, okay, there's no way that she ate 16. And then the lady at, now this is Blue Pearl. So typically they start putting their dicks right in your butt the second you walk in the door. It's like, here's $500, $500 more, $1,000, $2,000. So I'm thinking I'm $500 in just for this. And then the tech goes, okay, we've got all your information. Let us know if anything happens. You're free to go. I go, okay. So I just pay at the front. She goes, no, there's no charge. I go, what? I go, that's insane. I go, this is a Blue Pearl. And she just laughs. Kenny says, cue the four dicks in my butt clip. If you pull it, please remember, it's called easy out of context moment. That's what I need. So that was a relief, but it took about an hour from the time the incident happened to getting out of the 24-hour pet clinic. But thank God there was one nearby. Back to a different topic about the fraud bus. Aram, he writes, did either Zane or Diana Google the manufacturer before buying that RV? The dealer should have advised the buyer to do so if there is nothing to hide. No, but I did look it up after I started having problems, and I didn't see anything. So I don't know if that would have mattered. And you got to understand, the guy that I'm buying this off of works for the manufacturer. I've known him for a decade. Okay? I trust him. I like this guy a lot. I still do. But there's no way I can buy another one of these. In fact, I don't think I'll ever buy another one of these again. Aram says, I sent a review. Oh, I do remember that. You did send me that. You said you sent a review that indicates these issues. I did see that. I remember that, but I didn't find it then when I was like buying the thing. It wasn't until much later that I saw what you had sent along. But be honest with you, I wouldn't have even bothered. I didn't bother even looking for it because I trust my guy. You know, I sometimes you got a guy. Aram says the worst part is they got him to trade in his good RV. I wish I had that fucking thing back. Wish I'd never bought this thing. One problem after another. Kenny says you might need a new guy. Just saying. I think you're onto something. I can't argue with anything you're saying. It all sounds good to me. I am doing this show with a continuing bit of discomfort with this stupid tooth, which I mentioned in Act 1 of this podcast. But, yeah, I am now just over 2 hours away from getting treatment, and I can't wait because this is bugging the shit out of me. Okay, before I get to the latest bit of drama involving Sweet Madison, I do want to acknowledge some of my amazing marketing partners that helped make this show possible. I had one of them open and now I don't. So give me a second. Damn it. This is annoying. A long pause on the audio. What are you doing? I do want to mention my friends over at EstateWise. All right, when it comes to whether or not you have your ducks in a row when it comes to when you take your dirt nap, if you don't have your will and trust in place, my God, is that going to be rough on your family. The last thing you want is all of what you have going into probate. Call up my friend Zach Marco at EstateWise, 616-540-7544. 616-540-7544. What are you waiting for? Okay? Something bad to happen? This isn't negotiable. You should have your family taken care of. Peace of mind. Several of my sponsors have things like this, services like this, and your will and trust in place is one of those things. 616-540-7544 or go to estate-wise.com. A well-crafted estate plan can help that your family avoid the time-consuming and costly probate process. It allows for a smoother transition of your assets and provides for privacy. The will versus trust debate. Both serve an important role in an estate plan, but a trust can provide the added benefit of avoiding probate. In other words, keeping your final wishes out of the hands of a court or a judge. A will is essentially a letter detailing how you would like your estate to be handled, distributed, while the trust is an enforceable document that controls how your estate will be handled and distributed. Get in control with EstateWise today. 616-540-7544. That's 616-540-7544. Call or text from anywhere in the listening audience. Anywhere in the U.S., essentially. King's Room Barbershop invites you to reach out to them. Three locations. Go see them, Northland Drive, Caledonia, or Wyoming. kingsroom.net. You can find them online. 50 plus years of haircuts for a king at King's Room Barbershop. So if you're a guy or a chick who likes short hair, get your haircut at King's Room Barbershop. Kenny is all about reporting the, I guess, people that are soliciting best viewers. He reports them on Twitch. Good job, Kenny. Thank you. I appreciate you. Kenny, one of our most beloved audience members. Things have really turned for Kenny. Kenny asks, who wants to purchase fake viewers? People do that to boost their numbers, make themselves feel better, and look bigger than they are. There actually is a little bit of gamesmanship to it. If you can convince people, like, for example, if I boosted my viewers by 20,000, I paid for that, you know? Then you got to go and then take those numbers and say, look how many people are watching the live stream. And then you get, at least that's what I would do with it. All right. So Madison went with Pooh Bear and I. This is remarkable what happened here. So it's easy. Madison, Pooh Bear. We have a great time at Chloe and Nick's wedding reception. That's Charity Scam and my sister/stepsister Elizabeth's daughter. Get to see my dad again. That was great. Spent the night at my dad's place in his driveway. We come home. Madison, she gets her stuff out of the fraud bus and puts it in her car. Shortly after she leaves to go home, She says, I can't find my purse. Is it in your house? We look everywhere. It's not. We go so far as to say, when you came in the house, where did you go? And she says, I went and saw the puppies in the kitchen. I let them in and I gave them a treat in the laundry room. So those are the only rooms that you went into. Yes. No purse. Got to be in your car. Not in the car. Maybe on your car and you drove away. I don't know. So I drive halfway to her house looking for it on the side of the road. No purse. And when she left, she was gone for like 2 minutes after she left to go home. That's when she called. Hey, I can't find my purse. And she remembers bringing it out of the fraud bus. Hey, everybody, it's your old pal EZ to talk about one of my amazing partners, Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile's done it right, you know. If you're like a sucker who's trapped paying tons of money to big wireless, it's time to end that cycle. You see, with big wireless, what you see is never what you get. Somewhere between the store and your first month's bill, the price you thought you were paying magically skyrockets. I've seen this happen so many times, especially with Pooh Bear, when she breaks her phone and gets a new one. Oh, yeah, it's only going to cost me this much. And get home, and it's a complete disaster. I need, a personal loan to pay the bill. With Mint Mobile, you'll never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. Okay, Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans. I do this and you should too. My bill went from astronomical to $15 a month for my phone. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. The game is up for Big Wireless. We are on to you. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Zane. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower over 40 gig on unlimited plan, but you'll be fine. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Ladies and gentlemen, your old pal EZ with a few words about my latest and greatest partner, Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. My goodness. Prize Picks, what I love is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports, and all you do is pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Check this out. 1-1. Caleb Williams passing yard gets you one win on Prize Picks every week in the month of September. That's right. Only 1 yard gets you an automatic win every football weekend in September. 4 weeks of free W's. Don't miss this deal on Prize Picks because it's gone when September ends. Now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Also, good news, Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in most states, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy so that your lineups stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. If your player leaves in the first half and doesn't return, your picks are still alive. How about this for a lineup? Tyreek Hill for more than 90 receiving yards. Dak Prescott for more than 263 passing yards. Josh Allen for less than 240 passing yards. And CeeDee Lamb for more than 96 receiving yards. Then you watch, you root, you have fun. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code ERICZANE and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's code ERICZANE, of course, on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, Run your game. She had it in her hand, leaving the fraud bus, and now it's vanished. Oh, my God. So now, you got to understand, from the young lady who brought us the vanishing DS case, we've got the vanishing purse. And so this is what Maddie does. Well, what are we going to do? Because someone's going to steal my information and chart. She's like five steps down the road in the process. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't even think about those things when something like this happens. I'm just trying to find your purse. And son of a bitch, she has not found it yet. So how the fuck can this possibly happen? And that's it. I don't have any other, epilogue to this story. It's still gone. Pooh Bear says, today, can you help Maddie canceling her cards? And I'm like, well, I don't know. All she has to do is call a 1-800 number. I mean, my God. Bob says, what I was talking about, left on the roof of the car. Maybe. Like I said, I drove halfway to her house looking for it, and nothing. Kenny says, I was hoping you were going to surprise us with a voicemail she left you this weekend that sounded exactly like her freaking out about the DS case all those years ago. My God. Also, a little bit of drama here today. I might be okay on this. I texted Aram and I said, hey, do you have an old archive of the lost Zane recordings, all those WBBL shows? He said, no. I texted Ben Glaze. He said, yes. I go, thank God, because I sat here today and I posted the lost Zane recordings. And then somehow I went ahead and all the ones coming up, because I'm about to hit the start of the year 2018 on the lost Zane recordings. So pretty much all of 2018. And then I got fired. Ben and I got fired January 4th, 2019. So this is the last year of shows to publish. Except that's a lot of shows. I mean, if you think about it, that's... So let's just say 50 weeks times 5. That's 250 shows divided by... That's about 2.5 years worth of uploading to Patreon. Well, I deleted them all today on accident. The entire year 2018, not only did I delete it into the recycle file, but I hit right-click on recycle file and emptied the recycle bin. I thought I was emptying a different folder. So I deleted everything. So if Ben doesn't come through, that means the lost Zane recordings will be gone. Now... and that's okay. It's not okay. I mean, I hate that. But outside of Ben, I reached out to Alan from Blue Frost IT, and I'm like, buddy, is there a way that I can go and get deleted files? And he hasn't responded back to me, so still waiting on that. Can you believe that shit? Such a dumbass. That's a bad feeling when you delete it and then you think you've deleted something else. And then you go to get like the latest post for like a couple weeks from now. And you're like, wait a minute, where'd all the episodes go? Oh my God, I just deleted all of them. Fucking idiot. Aram says, is there no cloud backup? I don't know. Let me see. PC. I guess there should be. Shouldn't there be? Isn't that how that works? This PC. Yeah, I guess that would make sense, right? It's called iCloud. Let me look into that when I get done with the show. Maybe that'll come to pass. I sure as fuck hope so. Son of a bitch. All right. Another woman was killed on the sand dunes. I shouldn't say killed. Hospitalized. Another crash at Silver Lake Sand Dunes. Perfect opportunity for me to say the studio is brought to you by Impact Power Sports. A woman was airlifted to the hospital after an ATV she was driving flipped over. So Silver Lake Sand Dunes is like playing Grand Theft Auto. You can do whatever the hell you want. You can ride anywhere and hit the jumps. We've had all sorts of incidents this past year. You had the guy go through the windshield, go flying off the car from the motor when the motorcycle collided with the four-wheel drive Jeep. You had the poor lady got killed pushing her baby out of the way as another vehicle was going to smash into her. It was awful. There's no rules. You can do whatever the fuck you want there. Sunday, ladies riding around in a 4x4 ATV, flipped over on her. She was hurt. She was airlifted via helicopter. It's not clear what led up to the crash. I know what led up to the crash. People are idiots. That's what led up to the crash. And right away, the comments are like, well, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Have, like, rules? Yes! Well, if they're not going to do it there, they're going to get hurt somewhere else. I don't know about that. For some reason, people think when they are at Silver Lake Sand Dunes that they are invincible. Previous story. Kenny writes, I'm kind of curious about the emptying of the recycle bin without being absolutely sure you wanted to delete them permanently. No question. No question this was folly. And I will from now on. But I absolutely thought for sure that what I had put in there was something that I wanted in there. David in Hudsonville says that the incident at Silver Lake, the hard living line strikes again. Absolutely true. Aram says EZ probably needs to stop his computer from syncing to the cloud until he re-downloads the files. You're right, because it might just like delete them from there too. I don't know. I think Ben's going to be able to help me though. I'm hoping, you know. So true though about the hard living line. We have 1 hour, 59 minutes till I can get to the dentist. I'm telling you, EZ plays hurt. This is bugging the shit out of me. I give my pain, it's only at about a 3, but it's definitely there. I think I have like a cavity that's going to need to be like really kind of dug out into the tooth meat and cleaned out or something. Really hate this. You know what it is? Since I started podcasting, I've had one or two cavities. I think when I get up and just start the day, I've gotten out of the habit of right away brushing my teeth. Like when you go to work, you brush your teeth when you go to work. A lot of times I just get up and come in here. So I almost like 5 days out of 10, I'll skip the morning brush. You know, Aram, who is definitely dealing with a glass half empty approach to the day, says this may be the final nail in the coffin to the WBBL show. I'm pretty sure you were here when I said that Ben indicated to me that he has the material, that he has those files. So I don't know how many times I need to say this before it resonates in your brain that I think we're going to be okay. So for the rest of the show, list of things to do for Aram. 1, Shut up. Amy says tooth pain is the worst. Can you live stream from the dentist so we can heckle you? No, you can't. What are you, Dean? God. You're so silly. The Chicago Cubs, Ian Happ, in the final game of the season. He plays out in the outfield, and he's made friends with a lot of, like, the fans that are out in the seats that are there every game. Those bleacher bums or whatever. He grabbed a baseball, and he wrote on the baseball, thank you for the support this season. Beers for the left field crew on me. And then he threw the baseball into the stands. But before he threw the baseball into the stands, he taped several $100 bills onto the baseball. Thanks for the support. How awesome is that? Very cool. So the fans then went ahead and bought a bunch of beers. Here they are saluting the guy. They're offering him the beers. That's great. I love that. I am interested in baseball all of a sudden because of the Tigers. They're in the playoffs. They play the Astros tomorrow. All games at about 2 p.m. All of them in Houston. Kenny says, yeah, call Alan ASAP. It can be recovered even after you empty the recycle bin. The key is to recover files deleted from the recycle bin before they are overwritten by new data. Let me call his ass. I texted him and he didn't call me. He didn't reach out back. So now I'll call him on this show. Watch your ears. Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
This is Alan.
Yeah.
Yo, it's EZ, and you're on the podcast right now. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, I just deleted a bunch of shit that I didn't want to delete.
Okay.
Is that impossible to get back? Like, I put it in the recycle bin, and then I deleted the recycle bin. Is that possible to salvage?
If you delete it from there, no, not really.
Really? Damn it. That sucks.
If you empty the recycle bin out, then yeah.
Oh, God. I was hoping that I don't know if I have anything that's on a cloud. Could it have gone to, like, an iCloud account?
Do you store anything in like that, or do you have like a OneDrive or anything like that?
No, I don't. Drive? I don't do that. Shit. So once you delete it from the recycle bin, you're kind of screwed, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you can have the drive like forensically looked at, and they might be able to piece files back together if they can recover some of that. But I mean, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. All right, never mind. Hey, how's the whiskey business?
It's all right.
I know you've got... How many bottles of whiskey do you have?
We've trimmed it back significantly. But at our peak, we were probably around 775.
All right, I just wanted to call and ask you this because I was worried about it. But yeah, other than that, give my best to your lovely wife and kids.
All right. You know, we had a third.
You had a third? I didn't know that.
Yeah, we just welcomed a little girl about 7 weeks ago today.
Oh, my God. Congratulations. That's amazing. I'm happy.
Thank you.
So now you have two girls.
She's been awesome.
You have two girls and a boy.
Correct.
Congrats to you.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you.
I'll let Ashley know, too.
Okay. See ya.
Yeah.
Aram says, how does a business not back up the computer? I don't know. That's a great question. I don't think I do. Maybe I do. I'm sure EZ has iCloud. I have to, right? I know I have it for my phone. All right. I don't want to mess with it now. Kenny says, I'm kind of baffled why he said no. Well, I don't know. I mean, that I'm not the expert. He is, right? I mean, I'm not going to argue with a guy. Jeremy says, you have a backup. His name is Ben Glaze. Piano Finger Banger says, it's definitely recoverable. He's full of shit. Well, if you guys find something out that maybe he doesn't know, by all means, share it. I would love to hear that. Kenny says, Piano Finger Banger knows. Piano Finger Banger says, however, you might be right that he'd need to send it to data recovery service, and that is expensive as shit. Yeah, it's not that important. Kenny says, no, Alan knows. Why doesn't Blue Frost set EZ up with a backup system? It's a great question. Maybe I have one and I don't know it. Okay, let's not put the cart before the horse here, goddammit. All I know is that I deleted them, and then I started this podcast. So I haven't really looked into it that far. All right. Jim Harbaugh's dad is back being a cheerleader. The Baltimore Ravens won again. And you remember Jim Harbaugh's dad used to, with this, he has a voice that sounds just like Abe Simpson from The Simpsons, Homer's dad. And his big chant is, who's got it better than us? Nobody. Well, he shows up in the Raiders or the Ravens press conference to do like a big cheerleader thing. And, he gets annoyed because they don't really know the chant, I guess. This is Jim Harbaugh's dad. Shit.
Who has it better? All of you! Who has it better than us?
Nobody!
Wait a minute.
That's
so he says, wait a minute. He's like, wait, this sucks. You know, he's got great energy, but that is a awesome old man voice.
All of you, who has it better than us?
He's actually going, has it better than us? Almost like Fire Marshal Bill.
Who has it better than us?
Nobody.
Wait a minute. That's crying. Who has it better than us?
Nobody.
I'm so disappointed.
He goes, I'm so disappointed. And then his kid, Jack, or John, steps to the podium.
I have to deal with every day. That's okay. I appreciate you guys. Thanks, Dad. He's leaving. So disappointed, you guys.
That guy sucks. I can't stand Jack Harbaugh. What an old dick. Kenny says he thought he was walking into a room full of Joe Martinez's, but instead he walked into a room full of Eric Zane's. Aram still says the easy backup system cannot be to call listeners. Kenny says, check disk from command prompt for starters. Yeah, you guys are speaking a different language than me. I don't know what the fuck that means. Piano Fingerbanger says Jim Harbaugh and his dad are definitely on the spectrum. Oh, without a doubt. I don't think John is, though. I think John's normal. I think Jack and Jim are, in fact, very Aspergery. I know what you mean about that. This clip comes to us from Milwaukee, where a storm was ravaging the area. Guy riding down the street on a bike. Another guy walking with an umbrella. He doesn't really factor into this. He offers aid. The tree, a giant tree, falls right in the road in front of the guy on the bike, who then, he's not going that fast, but you'll see him just not slow down and ride right into the fucking fallen tree. Watch this. This guy does nothing to stop his bike. And the caption says, why didn't he brake? This is so ridiculous. Guy with the umbrella comes over. He's like, hey, you okay, buddy? So I will link this up. This is absolutely just that you have got to see this. I can't really describe it anymore. Sometimes I hate when I actually play video on here that people listening to the audio, they're not able to catch it. But in the show notes, I will link it up. I feel like I'm pulling a free beer here. Why the fuck didn't he break? Idiot. Okay. Finally, I want to get to the latest allegations. I meant to get to this last week. First, Bob writes, to retrieve permanently deleted files, I did this. It says go to recycle bin, file history, go to settings, update and security backup, click on more options, and restore files. I did attempt this. He wrote, Google is your friend. I did all this. I'm not an idiot, dumbass. Of course I'm going to try that. It's the first thing people do. That's the first step. That never works. And I did all that, and it didn't work. So don't give me your Google is your friend, you fuck. I know. I attempted that. God damn. Actually, I'm going to save the Diddy stuff for the Patreon because it's just disgusting. This guy is the next. He is Black Jeffrey Epstein. He's Jeffrey Epstein minus the island. He had like an IV set up at his residence so that his sex slaves could get like medical attention so that they could be taken to Pound Town more. This guy, holy shit, he's done. Absolutely done. All right. Joe Martinez from A&E Heating and Cooling, 616-516-8579. You can check out Joe and get your AC... or I'm sorry, your furnace tune-up / diagnostic test for free. Just reach out to him, 616-516-8579, and get that done. If you haven't taken advantage of this in the last 2 years, it's free for you. Sign up by making an appointment at 616-516-8579. TC Paintball invites you to reach out to them. If you're planning an event for your group, maybe the... kids in the neighborhood, workplace, team building, bachelor party, you name it. They can take care of you at TC Paintball. Give them a call at 616. The way to reach them is through their website, tcpaintballgr.com. That's tcpaintballgr.com. And finally today, the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage reminds you, buy now, refinance later with the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. 231-332-6505. That's 231-332-6505. Buy now, refinance later. Special attention to first-time homebuyers with the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Call from anywhere in the U.S. and get started on your mortgage today. Your asshole of the day today has got to be your old pal EZ for accidentally deleting future episodes of the Lost Zane recordings. Hopefully Ben Glaze will come through and save the day for me. That is brought to you by my friends at TC Paintball. All right. Kenny says, I'm an idiot. I'm not an idiot, but I did empty the recycle bin even after the prompt asking me if I was sure I wanted to. Okay, all right. Everybody's killing me. Holy fuck. Bunch of assholes. Thanks so much. Fuck you. Eat my ass. Eat shit. Thank you. Have a good one. I'll talk to you.